Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.43 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 68 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can also see us on Comporium Channel 103. Check out Facebook Live. And also, don't forget, you can always download the free WRHI app. It's user-friendly, and you get the opportunity to just visit all our stations. But 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, just promise you'll be ours.
Exactly. It is time for us to check in with our various cities in our listening area. This week, we shine a spotlight on the city of York. Amy Gonzalez is the community events manager. And Amy, it's always good to see you. You always come in with a ball of energy and you fit right in here at the table.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Well, fresh off of Summerfest, we've not had a chance to speak with you.
Everyone's had a shower. Because that's the first thing you do after Summerfest.
After Summerfest, I was sharing with you Billy Dunlap, who is with Visit York County, bragged on the great job that you and your whole team did out there for the city of York for Summerfest. And just kind of recap a little bit about your takeaways from this event, which is now in city maintained, I guess, or in control of the city.
That is correct. So, yes, Summerfest was indeed a success. Our first time organizing it, we welcomed thousands of people. Wow. 9 a.m. turned around on Congress. She could not believe all the folks that were visiting. We had over 170 classic vehicles. We had close to 200 vendors visit us. We had music all day long. It was such a success for the city, for our downtown merchants. We showed off, you know, our new wayfinding signage and our new identity. Our stages were just jam-packed. Our nonprofit profits. It was so successful for them because for our 5K, we had over 150 runners, and the proceeds will all go towards Tender Hearts Ministry, which is in the process of opening up a men's shelter in New York. So, of course, our car show, our benefit car show, the proceeds went towards the Crescent Shrine of York County. Mm-hmm. We also had our proceeds from our kids' zone where the YMCA operated those, and the proceeds went towards the YMCA.
Oh,
so that
great.
Was the whole intent, is making sure our downtown merchants flourished, our nonprofits in York are successful, and anything we can do to partner with them and to help them succeed, that's the goal.
Most of these nonprofits have zero money in their budget for marketing, so this is their one shot, so to speak, to get their name and their mission out there. And so when you can get all that done and then walk away with some nice money to help fund so many programs that we see these nonprofits do, it is a win-win across the board.
Absolutely.
Especially following COVID.
Without our
organizations being able to do their traditional fundraisers. Mm-hmm. But again, when you're going into it and you're thinking about how can this elevate all of us to be better, to achieve more, and be there for the community, it's just so nice to see that succeed.
It was. And you hit the nail on the head where you saw the community out there enjoying themselves. Like, yes, it was hot. Oh, gosh, it was brutal. But that's
called Summerfest.
I mean, it lives up to its name.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, that's a good one.
Winterfest.
Okay.
Hey, throwing out some
there
ideas.
There you go.
Out there.
Maybe you could work with Carowinds. I know that's what they call that, but they don't, I don't guess, own the word Winterfest. But
yeah.
All right. So, Amy, what else now is on the horizon for the city of York as we start to enter the fall season?
So with the success of our summer concert events, we did extend our concert series to two more performances in the month of September. So our last one will be next Thursday, the 23rd. And we have a local York band. Well, the guys graduated from York High. So, you know, they're York County.
So okay.
It is.
We get to claim them.
Yeah,
we'll claim them. It's the Afflicted Band. And they will be on stage on Thursday, September 23rd from 6 to 9 in downtown. We'll have some classic vehicles, and we've added some bikes are coming to visit that evening as well. So that's exciting.
Wait a minute, what kind of bikes?
Some like eclectic bikes are coming from the county and from Charlotte.
Cool. Like motorcycles?
Like motorcycles,
oh,
yeah.
Neat.
So
that's good.
A nice little addition. So we'll see how that works out. And our a lot of our partners, our downtown merchants, are actually hosting several events, and one of them this Saturday, Betwixt Studios, it's an art studio in downtown New York. They're hosting a historical art crawl.
Ooh.
So that should be fun. So you kind of, you know, you have your ticket and you visit different destinations in historic York, and you take pictures and you draw. It's kind of like, you know, you're out in the open.
That's a cool concept.
Yeah. So it'll be a beautiful weekend, even though I think there's some rain here, but it's going to go away.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to go away.
It's fine. People will show up.
Yeah, it's going to be in the low 80s, so it's going to be beautiful.
So is the art crawl going to just talk about, feature local artists that are from York, or paintings that depict the city of York, or all the above?
So paintings that basically anything historical in York.
Oh,
so
cool.
It can be, you know, the historical courthouse.
Yeah.
It can be someone's home. It can be one of our historic buildings. Mm-hmm. Just certain destinations that have been identified in the register, the historic register. Mm-hmm. And you can go and, you know, it's
so
of course,
if I want to bring my sketchbook
yes.
and wear my little beanie
yes.
hat,
mm-hmm.
you know,
Patty
and
just wants
black
to dress
and white
the
stripes.
Part.
Of course.
She just wants to play the role of an artist.
I can come.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Yeah.
And her house will look like the little stick figure house that we all used to draw.
Addie, I'm right there with you.
But you
I'm
look the part.
I'm going to have to show you some of my portfolio, Lucas. Another
the
part of me you do not know.
And you sell it.
Knock, knock.
That's all part of
Hello.
It. Hello. I'll buy it.
I'm Patty the artist.
A Patty original. What is interesting, if you're the county seat, which the city of York is, mm-hmm. there is a lot, I don't want to say more history. There's just, it's the ground, it's the foundation of the county.
Correct.
So the history is maybe runs a little deeper, or
yes.
there's just more of it, of why certain things are placed where. And it is fascinating to see. And the original structures are usually still standing.
Yes.
And it's pretty cool when mm-hmm. the county seat holds something of historic interest.
Yes.
You learn a little bit more history. Again, not to take away from any city. Every city's mm-hmm. got their own mm-hmm. history. But when you're the county seat, it's the birthplace of
very special
why we exist.
You're mm-hmm. absolutely right. It's just like Charleston.
Yeah,
in South Carolina.
Great point.
So,
great point,
you know,
yeah.
For our Charleston is
yes.
York.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good
right.
point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect. All right, Amy. So if folks want to just continue to follow what's going on in the city of York, I'm sure they can just follow you guys on Facebook, social media, website, and everything else, all the above.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, we have other events going
okay.
on. Yorkville Marketplace is having their ribbon cutting tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And they have several events coming up next weekend as well, the Vintage Market Fair. So we're pretty busy in York. So either every weekend or every other weekend, we have something going on. So the fall looks good. And now we're planning, you know, for winter events as well.
Perfect. All right. You're in good hands when Amy's behind the wheel.
I'm
for sure.
You.
Good job, Amy. We appreciate
you just
it.
You have the fun
Thank
part.
You. Yeah, you really do.
That's you do all the hard work.